On the morning of the eve, of New Year's Eve, we say goodbye to 2019 and hello to 2020. A time to say goodbye to a decade that saw the birth of this podcast and the death of my self-esteem. These a-holes always giving me a hard time. But the talent perseveres into the roaring 20s. Today is December 30th, 2019. And we have our fan of the week, Eagle fan Jerome Kefferer. Seriously, with Glenn Sear. Things that surprise me and remembering the 20 teens. Let's go!
Where's Max?
What, you didn't? You left Max? Left Max out of that?
Where's Max?
Max is suspended from the podcast.
What?
Being a wise ass Dolphins fan.
Oh, now I get it. I get it. Okay. All right.
Some mean spirited text messages.
There was a lot going back and forth there.
Happened while you and your son went to the game.
No, my son was there.
Your 10-year-old boy was there. He's crying his eyes out in the car on the ride home. And what does Max do? He sends us some rotten texts to make him feel horrible. So he's been suspended from the podcast indefinitely.
All right. That's fair.
Wow.
I think that's fair.
Holy moly.
Remember when Josh Gordon, he's been suspended from the NFL like 10 times indefinitely?
Yeah.
But he always is let back in?
Yeah. You think that's
Max
the same
is suspended
way?
Indefinitely.
You were suspended once indefinitely.
I was.
You were.
I was.
Self-induced, actually.
Self-induced. I suspended myself.
Wow.
So but, I was at the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
I don't know how much I want to talk about it. I don't.
Brutal.
It was bad.
You're gonna hear some things that surprise me. It's gonna be Patriots focused.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
There's a lot there. That's a whole podcast, I think.
How much are the beers when you go to the game? How much are the beers?
I don't drink when I'm with my kids. I don't when I bring them to the game. But if I was drinking there, it was about $9.
$9 a beer.
$9 a beer.
Better than the Red Sox, and then like $14 or $15
it's
a beer.
Crazy.
For them?
They make it $9, so you give the server $1.
Yeah.
Making it even $10.
I think that's what they do.
Yeah.
And how much is the food?
The food was crazy. I bought some cheese fries and two drinks for about $14.
Friggin' Crafty Bob.
Crafty Bob. Smart.
He comes on the field, everyone cheers him, and then they go up to the stands, and they spend their week's pay on a
you should have seen
nachos and three beers.
Did you see the outfit he was wearing yesterday on the field?
No.
There was a bunch of Maine people. He was celebrating all these the heroes of life, people that do wonderful things in the community. But it was all Maine people on the field, and he came out there in a suit jacket,
flail,
red tie. No, he looked tight. And then I looked down, and he was wearing a pair of like
Air Jordans,
high top sneakers.
What?
Yeah. I was like, Bob, what are you doing there?
Air Force Ones.
You almost made it. It's almost like
his girlfriend's like 40. He's got to keep it fresh.
That's probably what it is. But he was he celebrated a whole bunch of guys. And then I watched some guy at halftime. This is the best part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Some nobody from I think it was from Taunton, Mass.
Streaking down the field?
No, that would have been great. That would have been even better because my son John would have been losing his mind. That's awesome, Dad. I can see his ding ding.
Fat guy with a cigar.
Yeah, fat guy. Fat cheeks and cigar. No, they did a scratch ticket thing.
Yeah.
And they put out 19 options, or 20, there was 20 options. And he chose number 12. They were oversized scratch tickets. And he chose number 12 for Tom Brady and won $250,000. The guy,
you're
kidding. He's like, you could see he just like, he looked up at his family, he started crying. It was like the best part of the game. I was like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. The guy was like, you could tell he was, you know, just hurting for money, but he was.
Well, I'm glad something good happened.
Something good did happen
for a Patriots fan.
Actually, something bad happened right after that.
What's that?
He got a 1099.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true. He just moved himself into a different tax bracket.
Yeah, he also bought two beers at the game, so he broke even.
Well, we welcome in studio a very distinguished guest, way better than Max.
Yeah.
He's a Patriots fan, and not like Max, who's a stupid Dolphins fan.
John, why don't you give him credit? Miami did a good job.
They did a good job. Welcome to the program, Glenn.
Thank you.
And if you keep saying nice things about the Dolphins, you're going to throw your ass out.
Yeah. Indefinitely.
But we do have...
Squish the fish.
Squish the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next year, we'll squish them.
You know what?
I feel like they always have a weird loss to the Dolphins.
Yeah, it is a strange one.
You know,
they had there was a lot of fun stuff that happened in the stands, which is the reason why you go to the game.
Because was there a lot of?
It's a terrible experience to watch a game in December down there.
Because, it's the fans.
Yeah, it's all about the experience.
Was there a lot of people that had Miami gear on?
Oh my God, no.
No,
but there was a spattering. But there was one guy that dressed up as a dolphin, had a full dolphin costume, and then they had Pat. This other guy dressed as Pat the Patriot, and throughout the game he kept choking him out. Right in the end zone, it was the funniest hell. The fans would go crazy when he got up on the screen. It was funny as hell. Yeah.
That is the fun of going to the game.
It is
like the Celtics, even at the Red Sox where the game kind of drags and stuff. It's the people watching.
That's why I love sitting in the bleachers.
Yeah.
At the Red Sox game, it's the same thing. The higher you get in the Patriots game,
the more colorful
fans you get.
Oh yeah.
John had an interesting person woman. Yeah. Sitting behind.
Yeah, I think he had a lady from Revere, Massachusetts.
Revere.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He learned some new words.
Yeah, East Boston. And
Potty mouth?
Oh,
potty mouth?
So funny. She's like, Edelman dropped like two passes that he should have caught.
Right.
And Brady was not sharp, but these balls hit him in the hands. And she went off on him. And I don't know if I can say it on the podcast. She's like,
catch that effing ball, Brad. Edelman, you suck effing this.
And John's like poking me, and he's like, Dad, did you hear it? It's not that he hasn't heard that word before, but this lady was like, it was like a movie character. It was just exactly what
you know where all the action is when you're sitting in the stands, you watch all the Yellow Jackets. That's all security. So when you see them all go like in one spot, you know there's a fight.
Yeah. There was another scrum of yellow.
The Miami kicker kicked the ball over the net. That's supposed to catch it.
Oh, really?
And it went into the crowd.
Oh, jeez.
And so there's a lot of rowdy guys out there, and they want the ball back.
Right.
You can't keep the ball. It's not like a baseball game. You got to throw it back. They're like, throw it back, and everyone's pointing in different directions.
Why?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous. It's $100 ball.
Right. I don't know why they don't throw it. Like, are they worried about them kicking it back onto the field? Like, who cares?
I don't know. Let them have the ball.
Yeah.
That's such a rare thing because it always hits the net.
It does. Yeah. It hit right off the tip of the net and went over. It has a big sag in it, and they had like 14 guys went up there, security guards, to go get the ball.
Everybody was
like, they were like passing the ball.
Well, you know whose fault that is?
They're screwing with the security guards.
You know whose fault that is?
Who?
It's Tom Brady.
Because of the deflate gate.
They got to check all the balls after the game.
I wonder if that's the case.
Don't they have kicking balls, though? I think they have kicking balls.
They do. They have a whole sack of balls.
Sack of kicking balls?
There's a sack of kicking balls. That sounds terrible, but yeah. No, they have a guy, like a team of guys that are in charge of the kickers. They receive their kicks and they throw it back. Yeah. And, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah. That was the most entertaining part of the game, for sure.
I'm sorry they lost for a lot of reasons, but...
the era might be over. Could be over after next week.
Brady didn't look good yesterday.
No, he didn't.
He still threw two touchdown passes. He threw one to the Dolphins as well. But
even Max could have caught that ball.
Yeah,
I know. He wouldn't have run it in, though. He's too slow.
Listen, you know what else happened at the game, though? This is the difference between going to a Patriots game in the 80s and 90s and now.
Yeah.
There was 24 seconds left on the clock. They were pinned in their own red zone.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And the crowd started. Nobody left.
Yeah.
They were down by three. There's no chance in hell that most teams are going to get it.
Right.
But the crowd started chanting, Brady, Brady.
Yeah.
Like chanting him on. Nobody was going to leave because they're like, he's done this so many times that you never know.
And then they had three timeouts.
They did.
Why didn't they call a timeout with $1.40 left when they were going to punt?
Don't know.
I don't get it.
Well, you know what I think lost the game, honestly, other than them sucking farts, but
horse hockey.
There's a bunch of horse hockey on the field, but at the end of the first half, there's a minute left. They're on their own 30-yard line,
and they run the ball.
How many times is Brady?
That was the one.
That was the reason why they lost.
That was the play. Yeah. Everyone was like, "Why?" And I was watching it with AJ, and
just take a knee.
A couple people texted me, "Why are they not taking the timeout?" Like,
they had three of them.
They had all their timeouts, right?
Yeah.
They had a minute something, minute 40.
Miami had to punt.
And they took
40 seconds off the clock.
Yeah. They let 40 seconds
they
click
did not
off.
Want
and
to
they
go
still on. Had a minute left, and they only had to get a field goal.
To tie it.
They
could have got no problem tied.
Yeah. Yep. That was – everyone's like, what? What are we doing? And it's the first time I've ever heard boos in a long,
they were
long time.
Right. They were booing. Right.
It wasn't only one time. They booed him into the locker room.
Yeah. For halftime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they were ticked.
That was the whole, you know, that's the same scenario that the Patriots had when Brady's first Super Bowl. They need a field goal there. That's all they need.
Yep.
You know, they had three timeouts. They had a lot more time than they did at the end of the game with, what'd you say, 30-something seconds left.
Yep.
Yeah, that was mind blowing. Why they just gave it up? So
yeah.
So you have a you had a theory this morning. You were telling me.
I honest to God, I swear to I think Belichick's a genius, and I think he already thought about this
evil
game.
Evil genius.
He is. I don't think he wants a week off. I swear to God, I think he wants them to keep to keep rolling because they need time to heal. But is 2 weeks really enough time? If Brady's elbow is really screwed up or his shoulder is screwed up, 2 weeks is not going to do it. Yeah. It's not going to push him through for another month.
He looked like he was – I was saying to you, like he was – I texted you during the game because it looked like the ball was sailing on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought – I texted Tim and said, is the wind blowing in Brady's face? It didn't seem like there –
There was no wind.
There was no wind.
It was a beautiful 45-degree day. There was a little breeze, but it wasn't like
– Yeah.
He's thrown in worse, more accurately.
He's usually really good over the top and stuff, but he was throwing it. He was dropping his elbow, and he was pushing the ball. So like the interception, I don't know, it sailed on him.
Yeah.
And there's three or four other balls that just
He was not thrown to Edelman.
So he also looked dejected the whole game.
Yeah.
Did you think that?
He was pissed at Dorsett.
Yeah.
He was really pissed at Dorsett for a while.
They dropped about five balls that he hit. Yeah. He hit him right in the hands.
Sanu? He is a waste.
He sucks. Yeah,
I know.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But, I mean, I can't really – they've sucked all year. Somehow their defense pushed them through the first half of the year.
Yeah.
But their offense has never been good.
No.
So if their defense sucks, they're screwed.
Well,
I mean, the Dolphins ran up Fitzmagic – ran up 27 points on the best defense in the NFL.
He had over 300 yards passing, and they only give up 200 yards a game.
Right, and Gilmore was like giving him a 10-yard pad.
But he was a man. He took the heat after the game. He said, it was my fault. I let everybody down, and he was a man about it.
But I wonder.
I think he might have lost his defensive player of the year.
Maybe, that one game. I mean,
Devontae
Parker, he's not that good.
Yeah.
And the passes weren't that great. They were just wide open.
Yeah.
Like anybody's going to make those passes.
The touchdown was, he was wide open. Yeah.
Michelle was running fine. Yeah. They stopped running. They stopped giving the ball.
They stopped.
Well, that's it. Like, if you think about last year, what made them
– Was running.
The offense was running.
Running.
They were pounding it with the fullback with Devlin, and now they found this Roberts.
Yeah.
He had a great catch. He had the best catch of the whole freaking game.
That was so funny when he scored the touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came back out, and they announced him as eligible.
Yeah.
The crowd went nuts because they knew he was the only one that was going to catch
it. All the linebackers, too, when he scored the touchdown, all the linebackers were celebrating.
They went nuts. Was great. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
he had a tough ball to catch, too. It wasn't like it was right in his gut. No. He had to go up and
get
it.
And he had to break a tackle, and he had to go,
He broke a tackle. Yeah.
He looked good. He looked good.
Well, all right.
Looks better than you, John. I can tell you that.
What the hell? I thought we were crapping on Max today.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Let's get back to Max.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go to Seriously with Glenn Sear, and then we'll go to our Fan of the Week, Eagles fan. Eagle Mania is running wild. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Is that what we're just going to call it a day after that? Or are we going to go to – we're going to do –
That's pretty much all we have. We have things that surprise me. And
that's it.
That's it. That's all we
normally
have.
We would have Mad Max.
We do have minutes, recounting the year of the decade because Michael Hoffer put out a year of the decade thing. Yeah. I don't know why he did it.
I don't.
He's just created controversy, probably for that reason.
Maybe
alone.
That's why he's doing it. So we'll talk about.
Now
it.
You have like high school coaches putting their own players of the decade.
Well. I guarantee you there's one Scarborough softball coach that would put in every single one of his players that's ever played for him. Know that for a fact.
All right, so here he is, our guy who brought us coffee and muffins. Yeah. So I'm going to eat.
This is the morning edition, you know.
This is a morning edition.
Right,
this is our
snowy Monday.
We've done like maybe early on.
I don't know
if
we've ever done a 10 a.m.
I think our first podcast may have been a morning edition.
Yeah.
On a snowy muffin.
Muffin sounds
on
delicious.
On a snowy day, we lassoed Bill Goodman, and Bill Goodman brought him in the office, and he's like, "I'm not going to do that." Like, "Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. You're doing it."
And he did it. And thus was the birth of this podcast. So here he is, Seriously with Glenn Sear.
Well, I'm really excited to be here because I'm sitting next to you, John. I'm on your side of the table today.
I'd like you to get your hand off my knee.
No problem. And you're not shaved. You're not showered. You stink. But, you know, hey, I'm here. It's the way it goes. All right. I got five Seriouslys, and I'll do them quick. But again, John, limit your conversations.
Okay. I'm going to play guitar.
Shout out Aaron Chase. Shout out Aaron Chase.
I'm going to eat my muffin over here.
Okay.
Aaron McLaughlin Chase.
All right. Here we go. First one, Jameis Winston.
quarterback.
30 for 30 guy.
Seriously, I'm talking here. Okay. You just blew it.
Seriously?
Like
10 seconds.
You just ruined it.
Sorry, I just got excited.
I was just going to say that he threw for 30 touchdowns this year. Did you know that, Tim?
He threw for 30 touchdowns.
He did, and he also threw for 30 interceptions. And you just friggin' blew it.
No, I thought he hit 30 home runs and stole 30 bases.
No, no. Oh,
John gets so mad when people steal his titsums.
Well, you guys stole all
my... You guys get fined for that. You're getting fined for that. Aaron Chase. There we go. Okay.
All right, I'm eating my muffin.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, he threw for 30 interceptions, and unfortunately, it was the last one. It was in overtime against Atlanta.
That was a tough one.
It was a tough one. So, 30 interceptions. It's not a good year. Yep. Seriously? Gone.
Seriously.
Get rid of him.
All right, seriously. Gone.
So after the game...
That was a definitive seriously, too.
Yeah, it was.
Seriously.
Yeah,
he's the best. That guy has so much confidence in himself, though. He's like, you know, he goes, if you get rid of those 30 interceptions, he goes, I'm the best there is. It was so funny. After the game, he was so convinced. He's like, yeah, get rid of them 30 interceptions, I'm the best player in the league.
He's right.
He's right.
This is a pondering seriously. Ready? Seriously. It's interesting. No, it's not part. It's an interesting seriously.
Okay.
Okay, right. Ready? Here we go. Have you heard about the new drug testing rule in the Major League Baseball?
Oh, no. What's this?
I have not.
What's
this? Okay, Major League Baseball will start testing for opioids and cocaine. Whoa. But only players who will not cooperate on the treatment plan will be subject to discipline. But marijuana will be removed from the list of drugs.
There it is.
There it is. Yep. It's already started.
Yep. That is. It's going,
and it's now
it's
in the same
global
category as alcohol.
Is it really?
Yep.
You know what? I don't disagree with that. I'm not saying that I'm condoning becoming a pothead, but some people would argue that marijuana is less addictive than alcohol and less destructive than alcohol. So
look at all the big sports now. What do you got? You got hockey. They don't test for that.
Right.
Okay. You got basketball. They don't test for that. Or if they do, they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Now you got baseball. So which is the last one? Football.
Football.
Yeah. So, and football is the one that they say medicinally, the marijuana eases the pain of, so that's probably the one that they should let.
So I'm making a prediction right now.
Yeah.
And I hate to tell these, John, but this is what's going to happen next year. NFL is going to drop marijuana off the list. They're going to keep it quiet. It's going to be just, its own thing, right? Mm-hmm. Then what's going to happen is Miami is going to pick up Ricky Williams. He's going to come out of retirement.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
He's going to be 45 years old. He's going to run for 85 touchdowns. He's going to be the man. So, Max, this is for you, buddy.
He's sitting back at home right now going, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on my couch eating Doritos all year.
Let's get the munchies.
All right. Now, this is a selfish seriously.
Okay.
Selfish.
Seriously.
Seriously. Okay. Listen to this. Okay. Do you guys know a guy named Jarrett Culvert?
Jarrett Culvert.
No, but I once drove my car into a culvert.
Yeah. Broken axle on a culvert. I've installed culverts before, but.
Oh, my. John.
Jarrett Culvert.
Do you want a drink? We got to calm you down.
I got my second coffee right here.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So he's the second player in NAIA basketball history to score 100 points in one game.
There we go.
Wow.
Here it is. Selfish.
This is what I'm talking about with basketball.
Yes.
I know.
Should never happen.
He reached the milestone, but guess who he played for?
Oh, God.
Southern Maine Community College.
No. Wayland Baptist University.
What is that? Where is that?
I don't know. But he scored, and they won 124-60. He scored over 100 points.
WBU?
I don't know.
Wayland Baptist University.
But guess who the record is? NCAA record of all time. Most points scored in one game by one player.
Let's see. Is it Jordan?
No.
No. Will Chamberlain?
No.
Bill Russell.
This is college. Not
college. I know.
Yeah. I think Will Chamberlain has the NBA record, right?
Yeah, he does over 100. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. His name is Jack Taylor. He went to Grinnell University in 2012, and he scored 138 points in one game.
Wait, what year was it?
Seriously.
What was it?
2012.
Wow.
He must have shot every time he touched the ball.
I'd like to know what his splits were. Like, did he shoot 50 times?
Well, if you're going to score 100, if let's say you
score... No, you're shoot more than that.
Let's say you shoot 50% from the floor.
You got to shoot...
Every time.
Shoot, you got to shoot like 70 times.
You got to shoot more than that. If you're going to shoot 100 and...
You ice down after the game.
Shoot his elbow.
Okay, but I'm the coach of the other team. What am I going to do? I want five guys to cover him. I don't care if the others score.
That's right.
I wonder what the score of the game was. Like 230 to 180?
It was probably like 125 to...
Wow. Because
nobody else... You don't have time for anybody else to shoot.
That's crazy.
You still got to get the ball out of bounds.
I'll tell you what.
Now, Tim, I just want you to know that yesterday I just got two tickets to the Celtics. Front Right in the front. Right on the court.
Sell. When are we going?
Sell
it. What's the date?
So I know it's your favorite sport. So do you want to go with me?
No.
What the heck?
I wouldn't pay. I would give that ticket away to
what?
A charity.
Here we go again.
I just
John Eisenhart friggin' calling a game and his friggin' phone goes off.
Listen.
Is that a dirty text from your wife?
I know.
When are we going to the game?
I think it was George Wendt, I think.
When are we going to the game?
I'm not taking you.
What the heck? I'm a big Celtics fan. You know that.
He's taking Max.
Yeah, Max and I are going.
We've got plenty of time.
Yeah, we're going to talk about you two.
You got courtside seats?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh,
jeez. I can't afford that. I'm not rich like you, Joan.
No, you have all these vendors, though, that give you stuff because you're like a big CFO.
I would tell you this. I would go there just for the crowd. I would not go and watch a single stitch of
crowds,
the game.
The Celtics game is pretty fun, too.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Really? They have the Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
They got Gino. Gino, he's like a dancer from American Bandstand.
He's all green and he's all dressed up. Is that the guy?
No, he's just
who's
some
a leprechaun.
He's just
who's
some
a
dancer
guy?
from the American Bandstand, like in the 70s.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious. It's a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Gino. Yeah, I was at a game once and
basketball has come down to American Bandstand as your entertainer.
Seriously, this is a game. Seriously,
seriously.
I went to a game and there was a guy in the stands that looked like Tupac.
Tupac Shakur.
He had the red bandana on, blonde, just looked just like him.
Okay.
And the crowd panned to him, and then they started playing California. And it's actually, if you search it on YouTube, you can find it. But we were at that game. Anyways.
Because see, Max, I've got a minute to do my seriously. I know you're listening. And so I'm already up to 5 minutes. But if you look at it, John's taking 4.5 minutes of my time. Can you just be quiet?
Give me another muffin.
What are the splits on that?
My God. All right. I got two more. All right. Okay. Seriously, again, I'm bringing it back up again. Right. Remember I brought to the table a long time ago about a computer strike umpire behind the plate?
Yes.
Okay. It was in the paper just last week. Automated system will be used in Class A league in 2020 and in AAA by 2021.
Wow.
That's
fast.
Umpires and the union have agreed to cooperate with Major League Baseball in development of testing of automated balls and strikes. Two people who are close to the negotiations with the Major League Baseball Umpires Union have agreed to cooperate. Manfred wants it in the major leagues sometime in the near future.
Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball?
Seriously.
How about this? How about the first time it gets hacked? That is going to be the best day ever. Yeah. The first time.
Now, think about like the old manager. Think about the old managers. Okay, like Earl Weaver like Billy Martin. They're not around anymore. But think about it. When they would go out, they take a bat out to that thing. They'd bust the crap out of it. They just bust it up.
Yeah.
So what about like foul tips and those types of things? Are you still going to have someone behind the plate? Because you still got to like have someone there to like say that was a check swing or wasn't check swing, all that stuff. Imagine you still have someone behind the plate.
It takes the whole drama out of being in the baseball game at the plate. I mean, we've all coached before. I know we do a good job coaching, Tim, you and I, John, not so much. But
he's still learning.
Yeah, he's still learning. You know, he's a work in progress. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, you know, to some umpires I want to strangle them. You know, I'm like, you're an idiot. Okay, I go out there and say, how can you call that a strike or a ball, whatever, and you get thrown out of a game. I don't really remember me getting thrown out of a game, but I remember John getting thrown out of a game. We can talk about that later. Anyway, so
surprises me.
Okay, but the whole drama of that is gone.
Yeah.
You've just taken it so generically. It's just going to be a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke, man. But why do they want
to
do that?
You know what I think they're going to do? They're going to have all of those guys that are supporting them are going to have to be electrically, like they're going to have
wired.
To have a button that says it was when they go to check it, the catcher's going to have to, when they point, the guy's going to have to click it as a strike or a ball.
Right.
But I mean, there's a whole another level of what it's going to turn into. If they're going to that quickly, technology
seriously?
Goes, technology goes fast. In 5 years, we're going to be talking about zero umpires and everything being...
That's pathetic.
Yeah,
done the by, game is by just going to be ruined. Ruined.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They'll replace the pitchers.
Ruined.
With,
ruined. It'll ruined. Be ruined. John, you want another muffin?
I do.
Okay, thanks. All right, my final seriously, and this is one, okay, it's really out there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, this is like big time.
Lay it on
okay, ready? Technology. Here we go. All right. I'm going to say a word, and half the people on this podcast are going to like it, and half people are going to hate it. Deflategate.
Yeah.
Remember Deflategate?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. So Amazon, when you watch a football game now,
yeah.
Do you know what AWS stands for?
AWS. It's digital. It's AWS is like digital services provided by Amazon.
Right.
Or computing, analytics, data.
Yeah. Do you know what they're doing with this?
No.
What?
Okay. It's called AWS, which is Amazon Web Services. They have a deal with the NFL.
All right.
Okay. This is what they're doing. They are putting lightweight radio frequency identifications called RFID. They call them zebra chips. They are putting them in football players' shoulder pads right now. They're also putting them in footballs right now.
So,
and seriously, they are tracking everything that they can for football games. And what they're doing is they're using these zebra chips because they want to use them to try to get information for scouting. They want to use them for analytics.
Okay.
They want to use them for all kinds of stuff in the future. Yeah. And the three teams that are actually using them right now, the LA Rams, the New Orleans Saints, and your
New England Patriots.
No.
Miami Dolphins.
No.
Thank God.
Giants?
No.
Hold on.
This is all
they're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, San Francisco
49ers?
No.
Wait a minute.
Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, the Ravens.
Jeez, really?
They're all using them right now.
Wow.
No kidding.
Seriously. Think about that. They're going to take all this data and they're going to be using it, but they're putting them in footballs now. Why'd they do that? Because that's Deflategate. Deflategate started that.
So that's interesting because it could actually give you the data on the football. Last night, watching the end of the 49ers Seahawks game, the player got tackled at the inch yard line, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a chip in the football and some sort of beacon across the line, then there's no like, was he in, was he not in? It's like, it broke the plane.
It's the finish line for runners, right? It's the same idea. You have the chip in your tag.
Yeah.
No, if you take that all full circle, that's why they want the footballs back out of the stands, because the person's going to get that football is going to take it home.
Yeah.
They're and then
hack
they're going to hack the chip.
Yep.
They want that back. That's the whole reason
exactly
why.
Exactly what's
there
gonna
you
happen.
Go. There it is. Full circle.
Can you imagine if they did that in baseballs?
Yeah.
They'd be changing the code every 20 minutes.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Like if you could.
They have baseballs right now that you can buy that when you throw it, it's supposed to tell you how fast you threw it.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's, you know, really third level technology.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a first world technology. But pretty interesting stuff.
Wow.
I can't imagine. That technology is going to bypass sports, though. I mean, it's already started.
Think
right?
about what they're doing with that information.
Yeah, You just look at the way they can break
seriously,
down.
Seriously, that's scary.
Break down a play in 3D. Mm-hmm. You know how they can like zoom the whole play around and
they give you the percentage of completion about 0.2% on the corner and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, they're going to tie all that together.
Yeah.
So Deflategate is nothing. I mean, that was on Good Morning America and it was on CBS this morning. It was on every freaking 24-hour newscast. That's all they talk about. Deflategate. Now we got chips and balls already, but nobody's talking about that.
Yeah.
Chips and balls.
Sounds like a tits. Sorry.
Aaron. All right. Is that it?
And that's it. That's
wow. That was really good. I think they may have been your best. Seriously, with Glenn Sear.
Wow,
really?
That's a nice.
Wow.
That's a nice compliment.
Seriously.
So, starting off the new year, right?
I would say yes. I would say ending the year.
Uh huh.
Ending the decade on a high note, Glenn.
Yeah.
You can go out on a high note.
John, can you take your hand off my knee, please?
Speaking of high, I think John's got something in his coffee.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to be calling Eagle fan Jerome Caffer, who is our fan of the week.
They'll all hold up their hand. They'll all want to dance. Mr. Misunderstood. Mr. Misunderstood.
Hello.
Jerome Caffer, congratulations. You, my friend, are the fan of the week on the Coach's Corner booth. How are you, sir?
This is one of the most exciting moments of my life.
You have been a regular listener now for the past 2 weeks. I think you've listened to all 56 episodes. How many, Glenn, have we had?
56.
56 episodes. You for that, you get a T-shirt, and you are our fan of the week. Congratulations.
I'm very excited. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that.
You're also a huge Eagles fan. Is that true?
Go Birds.
Go Fly
very
Eagles
nice
Fly.
Day yesterday, Mr. Boston Scott, that is a backup running back who carried the whole team. That's the guy you should have started that week in fantasy.
Who the heck? I know. Who the heck was that guy? I'm watching the highlights. I'm like, Boston Scott. First of all, great name. Great name.
Yes, very great name.
Where did he come from?
He was a walk-on at Louisiana State, I believe.
Okay.
He was drafted 201st.
Wow.
And he is a practice squad guy, just like Ward Jr. And they're carrying the whole team.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing how a guy can come off the practice squad, and they have a bunch of people. Like I can't name other than your quarterback. I mean, I'm not a huge, but there's not a lot of, all their receivers are gone, right? All their receivers that they brought in, Alshon Jeffrey, Jackson.
So Smith.
What's his
Smith.
Name?
Smith. They're all named Smith.
Yep. So if you looked at the stats yesterday, I think they had 7 guys on IR, and they have like, I want to say 13 or 14 of their main starters are all on the bench.
Unbelievable. Maybe a coach of the year effort.
We're going to be the Red Sox of 04. We're going to be the scrappy guys. It's coming.
And your man Carson Wentz is finally shaking off the ghost of Nick Foles.
This is true. I would agree with this as well. He has the most passing yards right now in this season of any quarterback for the Eagles in history.
Now
he crossed the 4,000 mark.
What was more satisfying for you, Jerome, as an Eagles fan, the Eagles actually advancing to the playoffs or the fact that you were able to topple Cowboy Troy's Dallas Cowboys?
I have to be honest with you. Toppling Mr. Troy's Cowboys was great. I get a free dinner out of that, which is going to be fantastic. At the swankiest of swank restaurants, I'm very excited.
Didn't you have a double bet going?
Well, I don't remember a double bet, but I had to buy for 3 people,
okay,
and they only had to buy for 1, and that's how confident I was, saying.
Gotcha.
But I have to say, my absolute highlight of the week,
yes,
Miami Dolphins. How fantastic did they play this week?
All right. That's
all right. That was our fan of the week.
We must have lost.
That was our fan of the week.
We must have lost the connection there. What?
That was our fan of the week, Jerome Kaffer. And we don't have any Patriots slander on this program, so that's why we had to quickly. That call got disconnected.
How do you know Jerome?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Max who?
Well, that was Jerome. Doesn't realize that I did. You hang up on me? Yes, I did. Oh, and
I've defriended you.
I might have to put him on a performance improvement plan too.
Great suspension. No,
Jerome is an awesome guy. I just can't take any bad Patriot talk today because I'm in a state of depression.
We tried.
You know that. I went through that on my titsums.
You want to go to Madden's, have a couple beers right now?
Madden's Pub and Grill.
Madden's Pub and Grill.
Where is it located?
65 Gray Road.
Yeah, you've been there? Yeah, yes. It's a nice place. Good food. Good owners.
Great ownership. Great brand. All right, Glenn, let's get back to your top 10 festivas. Jerome, thank you for joining us on the program. You are a fan of the week.
Sorry you got cut off. We don't know what happened.
It was unfortunate that you got
bad connection
cut
in
off.
The house
it was
here.
A bad connection, good. I think, here in the house, despite me having 5 bars and 5G network. All right, back to Glenn Sear. I think he has some really great stuff.
Here we go again.
What happened?
It's Jerome calling, and we're going to ignore the call.
Why don't you take the call?
You should take the call.
Take the call. Come on. He's a good guy.
Hello?
Did you hang up on purpose?
You were disconnected.
We don't know what happened.
You were disconnected by my index finger pushing on the red button.
Something happened. I don't know.
So weird.
We already had to suspend one member of the podcast today due to some unfortunate text messages that Tim and I got last night. So Mad Max is no longer. He's suspended indefinitely. Yes, indefinitely. Just like Josh Gordon, Jerome. You know, they always let him back in, but he's always suspended indefinitely. I love that.
Yeah. You let him back in when you need him, and then you kind of get rid of him.
That's it. Yep.
I like and that. I
he's
like
been
that
texting much. Us all morning, and we've been ghosting him. So...
You guys are all
yeah, we're terrible people.
That's so fantastic.
So, did you find the fixtures that were required to repair your home?
Yes, we finally found some fixtures.
Is your wife totally annoyed with us?
No,
she's not. You'd be the first husband to not have his wife totally annoyed with us because this is why we do the podcast because we this is 2 hours away from our wives.
Passive aggressive.
Let me ask you, are you annoyed, wife?
What's that?
I just asked the wife if she was annoyed. I got the death stare. So maybe.
Yes, is. She is annoyed. It's,
you're officially part of the podcast.
Yes. Welcome to the podcast, Mrs. Caffer.
Number 168 is in, baby.
I love it.
So I had to tell the boys here on the podcast about the unfortunate circumstances that befell your home and why you were in looking for fixtures. So we hope that you and your family are able to get back into your home, although they are living right now on the ocean. They did get an oceanfront rental.
Nice. We did. Approved by the insurance company.
Approved by the – yes.
So one thing I may not have told you is that that house leaks like a sieve. So it's been a lot of fun.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Trying to keep the rain and air out of this renter's house that he doesn't even seem to care that his house is falling apart.
And you're like, I know what can happen if you let water in your home. Bad things happen.
It's bad when it rains in the kitchen while you're trying to make coffee.
All right. Well, Mr. – you know, Jerome, just because you're a swell guy, we're still going to give you a T-shirt.
I love you.
While you were away, we revoked your T-shirt. And
we reinstated it.
In addition to hanging up on you. We don't even care if we lose a listener. We just protecting the shield. That Bob
I love it. I love it.
Bob Kraft owns the NFL.
So maybe what we do is we hope for an Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. And you guys can have another chance.
You're going to hit the red button. See ya.
We did beat them once in the Super Bowl.
We did, yeah.
Oh, John, that wasn't very nice.
I'm not really a nice person.
It was time.
I'm in a bad mood.
But I know in time we'll find this was no surprise.
All right. Things that surprised me. I only have one.
What?
Yeah, I only have one.
What?
Well, I was going to do.
Are
a bunch
we
of
live? Are we testing?
Let me get off the floor for a second.
I was going to do a bunch of the Patriot things, like why didn't they call a timeout with 1:40 left in the
first
half?
Yeah, we killed that.
Why didn't Stephon Gilmore play more of a press coverage against?
Are you wearing your Stephon Gilmore underwear right now?
why does Steve Belichick have such a terrible haircut?
I know.
Why can't he? That surprises me.
Look at his role model.
I know. The boys. Yeah, but at least Belichick goes to like a barber and just says gets the boys regular. Yeah. You know, his son. I don't know. I think he's cutting his own hair. I think his son is cutting his own hair.
It could be.
How do you become a defensive coordinator when you played lacrosse in college and you were the long snapper on the team? That surprises me. Yeah. Other than, of course, nepotism.
Well, Belichick was no college standout either.
No, but he played college football at least. You know. So,
but didn't he play?
I don't
like
think
a,
it takes.
A tiny
I don't think you have to play. I don't know. It just surprises me. You're right. You don't. I mean. You know,
but would he have got a job somewhere else? Did he work his way through the ranks like Belichick did, where he was getting beat on by Bill Parcells and entire city of Cleveland?
Correct.
He did not work his way through.
No.
Right.
Yep. So I was going to go through some of those things, but I think the biggest thing that surprises me is that I made it until almost the year 2020. I really, you know, when I was a little, I was like the turn of the century, the 2000s. I'm like, it's a long way away. That's a long way away. And now it's like 2020, you know? And,
that was a big year for you. So,
yeah.
What year did you learn to read? What year was that?
2011.
So I think it's a ponderous John Eisenhart that everyone's getting today.
Wow.
2019, 2020, 2040, I'll be 70. 2060, I'll be dead. So
wow. John, what year did you graduate to the big boy party? The big boy party, what year did you get to graduate?
Well, I think the bigger question is, when am I going to go back to the commode? When am I going to not be able to take down my own drawers?
This is great.
God.
This is literally going right into the toilet.
No, just like your last podcast.
No, I just...
I'm going to call you the Bowel Boys now, because all you did was talk about your did. Potty work.
We did. We had a lot of potty talk.
Yeah.
Literally.
If you guys want to start a new podcast called Coach's Corner Booth After Dark, I think you might want to think about that.
After hours. After 12 beers.
Yeah, so that's it. That's all that surprises me on this the morning of the eve of 2019.
It's a year of the rat.
It's going to be 2020. It's going to be the roaring 20s again.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like yesterday it was the 1920s.
Still. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and all
great
of a sudden
depression.
Now it's 2020.
All those good, the great music.
So that's it. That's all I have for things that surprise me.
So does that mean that you didn't prepare for anything today?
That's
you're just
correct,
trying to cover it up? Or what's the deal here?
It surprises me that I have nothing prepared.
the hard part is that John spent most of the night crying on his pillow.
Really?
He did.
I yep. did.
He kept
yeah.
texting
I get
me
very
saying,
emotional
I just can't
around,
get over it. I just can't.
I get very emotional around the
speaking
turn
of
the
I
century.
I have a things that surprised me.
What?
I never found out what you gave your lovely wife Anne for Christmas.
Oh,
that
yes.
is surprising. What
I
did
know
you do?
A lot of fans are worried and yeah. concerned and interested of what I got my wife.
And maybe surprised.
And surprised. I got her a beautiful Timex watch.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Is that a retirement gift? What is that?
Yeah, no, I got her.
A very reputable dealer on the streets.
I got her an Apple Watch, the Series 5, which is the latest version. Because like 6 months mm-hmm. from now, there'll be the Series 10 out.
Correct.
The 6, yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10 yeah. have already been. So I got her the latest version, and uh-huh. she loves it. She
That's
loves
great.
It, and it was a home run. I had to pick the right color
mm-hmm.
and the right watch band thing, and then the actual watch thing, and she loved it. And she loves
a home
watch.
Run, John. A home run.
Home run.
Oh, nice.
Do you know what's really cool about that? John hates Christmas.
Oh,
he's a Christmas hater.
Right. I don't hate it. I just
you
can't
hate
wait
the commercialization.
Till it's over. Right.
You hate the commercialization of Christmas. Am I right?
I do.
So
I do.
You getting a home run?
I don't
run
like
gift
the stress
is,
of it all, either. Like just you, right, me getting a gift early.
Big deal.
Takes the stress off.
Big.
You know, I honestly think when I'm putting up these lights, I'm like, I just can't wait to take these down.
Are you going to get dizzy going backwards when you take the lights down?
I'm still dizzy from going one way. Now I've got to unravel them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
However, I'll tell you, I'm seriously thinking about...
Seriously?
Seriously? Think, going about going with a redneck version of the... Okay. I think the Christmas lights wrapped around the light poles,
uh-huh.
It looks pretty good. I might just keep it up year-round.
Okay.
Just go total ghetto.
Well, yeah, but why don't you go hoity-toity and like... farm it out like all your
all
neighbors,
the neighbors
I,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
No.
That ain't right.
That ain't right.
No, I don't think
every
you
man,
farm
every
out.
Man, woman should risk their life putting up Christmas
Correct.
Lights.
Yeah, Clark W. Griswold.
So I got to put the trash out today, and then pretty much my life's over.
That's it.
Wow.
Well, I don't put up Christmas lights. Period.
You don't. No, you don't. Nope. I noticed that.
No, nope, I don't do that.
Why?
People driving by think this is a Jewish home.
I
like, oh, they're definitely out today. Yep. They're probably out going to get some Chinese food, watching, going to the movies.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Yeah.
So my buddy Eric,
yes,
for the last couple of years, has decorated my lawn for me. But last year, I had an African-American Santa on my lawn.
Okay.
Which is...
Should be, anyways.
Is fine, but his reindeer were missing antlers, and
mm-hmm.
so he basically went to a yard sale and bought me the crappiest Santa stuff. We went on vacation, we came back, and we had Black Santa on our lawn.
There's nothing wrong with Black Santa.
There's nothing wrong with Black Santa.
Yeah.
It's just we don't decorate our lawn, so... And if we were, I'm not sure that I would have, you know, a 7-foot blow up Santa on my
well,
lawn.
Well, you live on a busy road. Though.
I do, yeah.
So, do your neighbors decorate? Do you like no, your next door neighbor?
Not really.
Not
no.
many people.
Not
do?
Many people. You,
is
go,
it
up,
your,
you go up this road. There's not a lot of decorations.
Worried about vandalism, or
I don't know. I mean, we get a lot of eggs thrown at our house. I think that's pretty normal, though, isn't it?
Dang. Yeah, all you need is like a blow up Santa. That's it. Like a blow up Santa, like a blow up.
He's got a big smile on his face right now.
Blow up Mrs. Claus.
Keep talking.
John, you got a lot of blow up dolls at your house, don't
I
you?
I know. You could borrow one. Just
we'll
dress
them
up like Santa.
We'll put Santa Claus clothes on him.
Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney.
Oh, no.
No, that's.
We're going back to After Hours.
Sorry, Aaron.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Anyways.
After hours at noon.
Things that surprise me. So we've gotten some feedback from some other female listeners. They actually do like it. They like the...
Titsum?
Yeah.
Okay. Tim?
Yeah. Sorry. Jason's not here.
They don't mind it. They don't mind it at all.
Yeah.
Like who? Who told you that they don't like that?
Well,
that they like it.
Oh.
That they like it.
Tim's wife.
So okay. So did Jason's wife. Do you remember Jason, the guy that used to
be on
the
podcast? You mean the two women who don't listen to this podcast?
You mean Catum 3?
Yeah, Catum 3.
I still like Catum 3.
Catum 3 is awesome.
I don't like Max.
She's a Buffalo fan, and we beat them, so we like
She's nice, though. She doesn't send me horrible really nice. Text messages yep. when, it's very nice. You know, like,
yeah. Buffalo's going to be good next year.
Jason sent us a picture of, or a gif of Stephon Gilmore doing the not in my house finger wave at us. That wasn't very nice.
Rude.
It was rude. It's very rude. It was hurt.
It ruined my day.
And you have such a tough day, John.
Jason actually said, he goes, you know what? I'm a classy guy. I'm above this. He goes, maybe just one comment on the podcast. And I said, listen, if I was you and my team just beat, you know, the dynasty, I would, every other sentence would be crapping on the Patriots.
Of course.
Because you got one chance at this.
In 20 years, they've won once.
Right, it's never going to happen again.
They've won a Super Bowl since 1972.
1972, when they went undefeated, which...
it was a short season,
right? Asterisk next to that one.
Asterisk.
Yeah,
the asterisk season.
That's what I call 1972. I was one. That's when I started.
Max, we love you.
I don't know if I love him yet.
No?
No.
Well, he's suspended, so it doesn't matter.
Maybe the next time the Patriots win, then I'll love him again, I think.
Yeah,
I'll forgive Max when the Patriots win their next Super Bowl.
Right.
Till then, I'm.
Yeah. Till then, he's not coming back.
I'm not talking to him. He's suspended. He's suspended until the Patriots win the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. Wow.
First time we put a time limit on it.
But yeah. Well, this podcast is no longer an hour. It's going to be about 30 minutes every time.
Wow. Oh God. All right. So we are going to we're going to call our fan of the week.
We're going to call our fan of the week now.
We're going to call our fan of the week, and the fan of the week should be done picking out his fixtures.
Plumbing
fixtures.
So here we go with the toilets again. That's great, Glenn. See where we're going?
Well,
right to the toilet.
Are we going
to
talk about toilets?
This particular fan of the week had an unfortunate incident in his home about 6-8 months ago. A toilet on the second floor.
No.
Yes. Was leaking.
Oh, no.
And it leaked for several hours. And
were you visiting there at the time?
No, I did not take a dump and overflow his toilet.
Within 1 hour of a visit.
Stuffed his toilet full of toilet paper. No, I did not. It was
John pays $3 to take a dump, and Tim does it for free.
It was the little connection to the tank.
Oh, it's a connection, all right.
Okay.
It's a connection.
Yeah, okay. It had nothing to do with the flusherama. Oh, okay. It was a connection to the tank.
So it wasn't actual waste that was going into his house. It was clean water.
Just clean water.
Okay, that's
but
a better
clean
situation.
Water can do quite a bit of damage on the second floor and it drips down into your kitchen. And then I think he said there were a couple few inches of water in his basement.
Oh, no.
So it ruined.
Oh, no.
Well, it's not funny, but it is not funny.
It's funny because it didn't happen to you.
It's funny because he got to rebuild his whole house. It's not funny because they've been having to live all these different places and stuff. So he's out picking out fixtures.
And he's still listening to the podcast.
He's listening. He's a regular listener to the podcast. And he's a big, big, big Eagles fan. And he and Cowboy Troy, also a fan of the week, former fan of the week. Cowboy Troy is a Cowboys fan, so they like to go back and forth quite a bit about the Eagles and the Cowboys rivalry.
So, Glenn, I don't know if my brother hasn't mentioned it yet, but
we're
going to have a T-shirt for him, too.
We are.
Do you know why?
Because...
They're in? They're in?
The T-shirts are in.
No yes. way.
They are, indeed. Yes. And I actually just... I got to do Cowboy Troy's, but I got him several versions.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Did those sizes come in?
Those sizes did come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They wrote a song about that size.
Okay. And how does that go?
Double XL, double XL.
Is that the one that says, actually, with a big point sign that says, I'm with stupid?
Yeah, that's the one.
My buddy Bert of Bert's Beers, the segment that never was, that could be.
That could be. Might be.
He too, he wants a double X, even though I think he can fit into an XL.
Squeeze into an XL.
Yeah, he likes them loose.
I have
wears his
extra, double extra large.
Ooh. extra double extra?
I got a.
Is that three X's?
X double X.
What does he want? What
are you doing?
Holy!
That's Amanda texting us right now.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
All right. How did you do that? She's in the room.
Where is she? I've never met her. Can we meet her sometime, Tim?
I'd love to have her on the podcast. Sometimes she rolls her eyes at me, and I feel like, you know, that's a nice eye roll. But
yeah,
most of the time she just gives me the finger. That's when I ask her to come on the podcast.
Really?
I'm not coming on your stupid podcast, is what she says.
Stupid podcast?
Yeah.
We are changing people's lives.
We are too. Indeed.
We're trying to bring humor and trying to bring good to the world.
The one good thing she said was that she likes the titsum.
She does.
Well, doesn't mind the titsum. I don't know if she's liking it.
She's
smiling at me like, I'm going
to
be doing the laundry and the dishes today.
Well, I'd love to meet her someday. She sounds like a very fine woman.
One day, you'll be able to meet her.
One fine day. All right, trying to see if we can land our guest. In the meantime, Tim, you went on vacation.
I did.
This podcast is all over the place.
It is all over the place. I'm not going to cut a single stitch of this. I'm just going to post it.
Yeah. Just post it.
Post Malone.
You went on vacation, went to Orange Lake with the family.
Yeah, thanks to you. You and Ann hooked us up with your timeshare points, and we took the family to what I didn't know was an amazing place.
The greatest place
on
Earth.
Oh, my God. It was the best. We went for a week to Kissimmee. I found out it's not Kissimmee.
It's Kissimmee.
The enunciation is
a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's huge. It is this massive community of these basically timeshares. I think they're all timeshares.
The townhouses, homes,
yeah.
Golf
There's like
course.
Four hotel size places. The biggest hotels you've ever seen are all these timeshare places. There's three golf courses. There's
38
four
pools.
There's
really
it's yeah. this unbelievable place, and it's
lazy river.
This lazy river that runs through. We spent a ton of time there. I thought we were going to be bouncing from place to place and just coming back to this Orange Lake mm-hmm. townhouse that we're at, mm-hmm. which was basically a 2-bedroom condo,
mm-hmm.
and but that sat right on a golf course. And we ended up staying 3 days at this place because there was so much to do. Mm-hmm. It was like a little town mm-hmm. unto itself. And
you see any alligators?
We tried, but the only place we saw the alligators was at SeaWorld and Busch Gardens.
Yes,
we saw them there, but that was about it. But mm-hmm. my boys loved it. That we had a blast. We yeah. spent most of the time in the pool in the lazy river and playing volleyball.
Best. And not
weather was great. It was sunny and 75 the whole time we were there.
Nice.
Yeah. Where your speedo?
Time to go.
I did.
Yeah. Where your speedo? No,
sometimes nice. My speedo
no,
fell
he,
off.
Yeah. He actually, I have pictures of him. He's wearing some shorts with an American flag on them.
American. Yeah.
It was, I mean, wow. America, America. Yeah. The beautiful.
Where were the stars located?
I'll show you later.
Yeah, no, it was a wonderful time, and Tim does not fly. Did you know that, Glenn?
No, I did not
He's
know
not
that.
A flyer.
I will fly one day again. I used to
one
fly all the time.
One day
you
will fly?
I don't
So did you
fly.
Drive, or did you take the bus or train?
I drove right before we left, 2 days before we left, Amanda wrecked her car.
Oh, no, she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. Everybody's okay. fine, but snapped the axle. But we ended up getting a rental car that was part of our insurance package
mm-hmm. oh, okay.
with unlimited miles.
Nice.
So, giddy up.
Yeah, it was a brand new car. Event. See you later.
Could you not say giddy up, please? Because I've got like, I really got really like disturbed that the last thing, and I'm going to talk about it later, but I just don't want to say that.
Okay, I won't say it anymore.
You know, what
did you want?
I don't know. There's a lot of things I can't say on this podcast anymore.
Censored.
So you took the rental car, unlimited miles.
Unlimited miles. I drove down there by myself. It rained for 12 hours straight.
So wait a minute. She's on a plane with the kids, and you're driving down there.
First time yes. the kids went on a plane. So
oh, okay.
The boys got their first option. My son John does not love to drive because he gets car sick.
I see.
So you went on a plane. They loved the plane. Well, the plane ride down sucked for him because there was a lot of screaming babies. And
oh, no.
It was a Frontier Airlines. You know,
and there was a guy named John Eisenhart in one of the bathrooms for like 4 hours taking a dump for $3.
It was actually, that's my son's name, John Eisenhart. Yeah. I don't know if he spent 4 hours in there, but he could if he wanted to. But 2 hours, he says.
2 hours in the bathroom.
Okay.
And then,
did he pay $3? Or is it free?
He got kids were fly.
Oh, kids
fly and poop for free.
Oh God!
They got down there. I got down there just in time to pick them up, and then we were down there. We planned to drive home all 5 days back. So we were gonna drive back, get back by Christmas Eve, and then we decided that it was too much fun down there.
Yeah.
So we took 2 more days, and we got these ridiculously cheap tickets for them. the three of them to fly back for like $60 a piece.
Nice.
And so I drove back. I spent the better part of 2 days driving back. So mm-hmm. I happen to love driving, so it was awesome. These guys loved the flight.
So you sat in a car for like 25 hours by yourself, all the way down and back.
Yeah. Lots of podcasts. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Did you see his brother? I talked to him quite a bit.
Did you see any kids pooping out the window?
No kids with fat cheeks and cigars, but I was looking. Around Philadelphia, I thought that might be the place where...
Did you have any TP in your car?
So, funny you say that, because on the way home, I stopped in Trenton. I was going to bomb it all the way home. I did 17 hours up to Trenton, and I was full of energy. It was still like 8 o'clock at night, so I was like, let's go. And my son called me up, Aiden called me up, and was like, Daddy, I don't want you to drive all the way home. You're going to get tired. You're going to fall asleep. I'm not going to have a dad anymore. So I'm like, oh geez. I was like, all right, I'm stopping. So I stopped in Trenton and stayed at this hotel, and I went to the sports bar right down the street. It was a perfect place to land and watch a little bit of football because it was a Sunday night. And got back to the hotel room, and the entire vacation caught up to me. About 1 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I was like, it was just everything was exiting my body from every orifice.
Here we go again.
I was like, oh my God. So it was a lot like your friend, I think, at that hotel after I left, because it was a situation. But then I was fine. It was like one of those times where you're like, get it out, poison out, and then I drove home the next day, and it was awesome.
This section is going to be for Coach's Corner Booth after dark, right? Because you just keep going back to the bathroom.
I can't help it. I was in the bathroom for 2 days, but that's
I'm out of time, and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time, and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time, and all I got is 4 minutes.
Oh, hey, is this John?
You suck, Max.
Hey, I was just listening to some Jimmy Buffett. That's weird.
You ruined our season. You ruined it. You rotten Dolphins fan, 5-win team. Why'd you
longest drive home ever?
I was dumbfounded, we'll put it that way. Like, as I'm sitting there watching it and it's unfolding, I'm like, okay, they're going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory as usual. And then Fitzmagic goes down and has that 75-yard drive, and I was like, I can't believe this is happening. But still with, like, 29 seconds left, I was like, oh, Brady will march him down, they'll kick a field goal, and we're going to lose in overtime.
Max, were you blown away at the end of the first half when we decided to just kneel on it with a minute 40 and three timeouts?
When you have arguably the best quarterback ever to play the game and that much time and timeout, you don't kneel it. You go for the throat.
Yes, and I'm thinking to myself, if this game is close at the end of the game, Belichick, they're going to ask him. And I didn't even watch the press conference. They must have asked him about it. And I'm sure he gave him some snot, you know, rude answer and stuff. But
something like, we're on to Tennessee.
Yeah. Tim thinks that they Belichick tanked the game just so that they...
I'm trying to figure out why he would do it, but there's no way that they're that bad ever.
Yeah.
I don't care what... Like, Gilmore sucked, Brady sucked, everybody sucked. It was almost like they were looking past them, or he didn't want them to have a week off, or he knew something that somebody else didn't know, and they just blew the game. There's no way with a minute and 40 seconds left in the first half. Have you ever seen them do that in 20 years?
No, because their biggest thing is score at the end and then get the ball back in the second half and kind of double dip.
Yep. So they something's going on there. I don't think we'll ever find out about it, but that's never happened, and I don't think it was done by accident.
So we were tanking, Max, to get a better draft pick. That's what happened.
Hey, I'll say this. I think I've said before on the podcast that so far I'm a believer in Flores, and the way he's had them playing at the end of the season, I'm even more of a believer now. I mean, granted, they still need to fill a lot of holes, but I think they might finally have that leader of men that they need.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, and you're absolutely right. The way, say, the Browns played at the end of the season versus the way they played at the end of the season. I think you could say the same thing of like the Falcons, the way they played at the end of the season.
Yep.
It's like
yep.
they wanted their coach, you know, back.
I agree. Yeah, exactly. Like seeing that Dan Quinn got to keep his job was pretty good.
Yep. All right, Max. Well, you don't know this, but I suspended you indefinitely from the podcast. but just like Josh Gordon, you're back on the podcast. And have you any minutes for us this week?
Well, mine's going to be short and sweet, and, okay. and it's going to be kind of out of left field, nothing really to do with what's been going on, say, the last day or so.
Okay.
So here we go with the Mad Max Minutes.
All right, let's do it.
As some people probably don't know, the New England Patriots will play in the wild card round for the first time since 2009. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Ravens beat them 33-14 in that game.
Oh, we remember that, Max. Thanks for bringing that
up.
Do
you see the way he just brought that right back to the
Max,
to the
you're Vince. Now suspended indefinitely again.
Goodbye.
and last little bit, you know, last little tidbit of the Mad Max Minute, the Patriots have never reached the Super Bowl without a bye. Since 2001, yeah. the Patriots' playoff record with a bye is 27-7, mm-hmm. but they are 3-3 without a bye.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, if you think about the bye, right, it's kind of obvious, right? But you get to, you know, with the first, you get to play two home games.
Yeah.
One win at home against a lesser team, you're in the AFC Championship game, right?
Right.
And then
which is what they always do.
Yeah. And so, obviously, that's why it's so important to have a great regular season and finish in the, you know, that in that number one seed. So, I don't know. I think Tim's right. I think we need to practice the Patriots and who knows? I don't know. It's really going to be interesting to see how well the Patriots play next week because they could be just like done. And, you know, there may be a little bit of, you know, hangover, being tired, being, you know, just fatigue, if you will, amongst the coaching staff and the players having played in a Super Bowl. I don't know.
I feel like one of two things. The dynasty's coming to an end or the Dolphins just woke a sleeping giant. And they're going to go on a major run.
Yeah. Well, I just don't think we have. I don't think we have the players this year. It's too many.
Brady's not good enough.
Yeah.
As a scrambling
Gronk is really hurting.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about that, Max. Like when they were first in goal a couple times, that's where Gronk goes down and boxes somebody out. Or if they have to double Gronk and that leaves someone else open, and I think that really killed us.
They got two rookie kids trying to catch a ball. They mm-hmm. got Sanu, who is mediocre at best, trying to fill.
And then Edelman's hurt,
and he's getting double teamed yeah. every single play. He's never open.
Yeah.
I
was reading somewhere that his shoulder injury is much worse than they're letting on.
Yeah. I think Brady's hurt, too. I was saying to Tim, I think there's something wrong with his... He's been on the injury list, and either his shoulder or his elbow or something. But
like
it's all excuses, Max.
What was that? That pick six he threw, though?
That like, was really weird.
Gross.
Very un-Brady-like.
Like, when I saw the ball release from his hand, I was like... Oh, great, another completion. And then Eric Rowe steps out of nowhere, and I was like, there's no way Brady didn't see him there.
Former Patriot.
Yep, see, that's why he was so jacked. And then you got mm-hmm. Flores, the former Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy seeing you know, Flores get a bunch of hugs and stuff from all the Pats. You mm-hmm. know, just goes to show he probably was liked in that building.
I didn't realize
you know, just
he was
like he's liked
long.
In Miami.
14.
Yeah, 15 years. Yeah, 14, yeah, 14 15 years. Yeah.
That's a long time, long time.
Now, I told Carrie Ann D. Potter hyphen Maxwell III.
Cadam the Third?
Yes, that unlike the Buffalo Bills, the Dolphins were able to beat up Chuck, as Michael Irvin keeps saying, that the Patriots are like a bully he had when he was a kid, and you finally just got to beat up Chuck.
that's funny. I like that. I like that. I'm trying to think of who was a bully when I was a kid.
You?
No. I'm a bully now. When I was a kid.
Glenn's the bully.
Glenn's the bully. He was mean to my little brother.
Really, really mean to me.
Punch him in the eye.
I still love him, though. Yeah, still a fan.
I'm a huge fan. Huge, seriously, the grounds here. And Max, despite your terribly placed text messages yesterday after the Patriots lost, I actually do like you as well. I like you enough to have you on our podcast again. So,
indefinite suspension over?
We're going to lift your suspension, yep. But one more word out of you, Mr. Aaron.
Jeez, that was
you're suspended the rest of the year.
that was fast.
I'm a forgiving, benevolent, yet talented podcaster.
Do we think that Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans have the cojones to go into Gillette and win a game?
Yes.
We do not have a good record against expatriate coaches.
I also think, players, I think Vrabel's a good coach.
Yeah.
And I also think they're better than we are.
We're just not that good. We don't have good receivers.
But remember this. Ryan Tannehill is their quarterback.
True story. True story. He could self-destruct. And,
he's played well, though. He's played well this year. Mm. So
Ryan, I mean, Fitzmagic just destroyed us with 27 points.
Shredded us.
Yeah. We don't have anybody. If Stephon Gilmore doesn't cover their number one, we're screwed.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good
about it. Now, that shocked me. Devontae Parker playing out of his mind against Stephon Gilmore. That was really shocking.
He was wide open. He was wide open all game long.
Tim's saying they were playing like really soft coverage.
Wicked soft.
Yeah. Tim went to the game yesterday, Max.
I was alerted to that by Kerryann D. Potter Maxwell III, and I said, "Ooh, he is not going to have a good ride home."
Yeah,
I almost texted you during the game, but I was only going to text you if we were kicking your ass.
Yeah,
because I didn't want to get the response.
Exactly, I was going to text you guys too to kind of be like, "Ooh, they're making a game of this," but I was like, "Nope, not going to say a word till it's over."
That's right. I was doing the same thing, and then I was like, "God damn it! I should have texted him when we were winning."
Now, what did you guys think of the trouncing of LSU over Oklahoma?
Yeah, I mean, I expected that.
I did too, but it's just such a – when there's only three big games left and one of them's not even worth watching.
Yeah, the other game was pretty good. That was a much closer game. Clemson had a nice comeback.
Ooh, and Ohio State's got some gripes with the referees too.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, but I you know, I think these are the best two teams, so I think that's kind of cool, you know. So,
and do we think LSU can pull it off?
I just feel like everything's in their favor this year. I don't know. I mean, the horrible tragedy of the offensive coordinator's daughter-in-law dying in the plane crash. It's Joe Burrow's year. I don't know, but you never can count out that little positive energy guy, Dabo Sweeney. I'm getting sick of his positive energy, by the way. I want to punch him.
He needs to hang out with Glenn a little more.
Yeah, try being a Florida State fan and watching him beat the piss out of you guys.
Yeah, I know. Did you guys get a new coach yet?
Yes, actually. Mike Norvell, the former Memphis coach, actually.
Oh, the Memphis coach just now that they just lost to the Nittany Lions?
Yes, yeah, but he actually did not coach in that bowl game. He was on the recruiting trail, and I'm assuming...
That's pretty weak.
I don't like when I see coaches do that. I mean, I understand because it's the big recruiting window, mm-hmm. but, like, you've been with your team all year. You coached into a great record. You won your conference, got them to a good bowl game against a good opponent, mm-hmm. and you just walk out on your players.
Yeah, that stinks when you ask them to go all in like that. That's not good.
A guy sits out the bowl game because he's going to get drafted and people give him crap for it.
Right. Terrible. Bad form. I'm sorry, Max. You got a crappy coach. You got just an empty suit. So.
And I mean, unfortunately, he's better than what they had before in Willie Taggart. But like you said, I mean, almost all these coaches do it. So
I know.
You've got to kind of deal with it.
Don't make it right. So
It do not.
No. All right, Max, thank you for joining us. You got to get back to work. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes on your lunch break.
You are correct.
And, welcome back to the podcast. It's great to have you back.
Some of us working stiffs actually have to work during the holidays.
Well, this is work. You know what? You know what's hard about this? I just got crapped on by Glenn, and we had to talk about the Patriots losing. This is tough work.
It's a lot of work.
It's hard work.
Plus, I've been very depressed the whole podcast. So. All right, Max. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Happy New Year to you and Kadam III.
Oh, yeah, and I'm looking forward to hearing things that surprise me.
It's really depressing. You're not going to like
it. Oh, wait.
Very good.
I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, just hang up on him. I got it right here.
All right, it's gone. It's over. It's two people I've hung up on today. I think by the time the New Year's rolls, I'm going to feel much better, so.
You do. I just feel like if Saturday's game goes well, all is forgotten.
Yes.
We just,
yes,
it's
I'll
just
feel
a
better.
It's just a blip.
The life will be better. Life as we know it will be much better. Let's get on with your stupid top 10 thing, Glenn.
Okay. So, John, can you notice that we're in the podcast cave, which is
beautiful. It's a beautiful cave.
It is.
I love it. It's got a beautiful Coach's Corner booth.
Yeah. It's twice the size as the plaque. We all
Tim
know
got
that.
Rid of the couch.
Yeah. The love couch. The love couch.
Yeah, the green love couch.
Refrigerator looks empty.
Okay.
I didn't bring any beer over.
All right.
My beer's gone again.
All right.
I keep it in here.
Plenty of Schwepp of essence in there, though.
But, John, you can see that I'm on the same side of the table as you. That's the first time I've ever done that.
I know.
Think about that. Now, why am I doing that?
To touch my knee?
No, because it's time for an intervention.
Oh.
Here we go.
I feel like the tables are going to be turned today.
Yeah, they just might be.
Literally.
Wow. Okay, first thing is I'm announcing on the podcast, I have suspended for the next 3 months the Tim Eisenhart fan club.
What the hell?
Oh, I love it.
This is
I'm
not,
starting
this
to feel better now. This is I don't know why. I just feel great right
I
now.
I don't feel good about this. I don't know if I deserve this. What did I do?
Okay, well, let's just go over this. Okay, first thing is I'm trying to help you, and you're digging yourself a hole that you're not going to get out of. Mm-hmm. So
oh,
we're going to
mm-hmm. Here we go.
This is an intervention. Okay?
We got to do this. Intervention was for John.
No, it's for you.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Okay, well, you know. All right, first thing. I've got a top 10 list.
Okay.
You know, end of the year, going to do
for
a review.
Me.
Here we go. It's for you.
All right, this is unexpected.
Yeah, it is unexpected, but it's got to be done. It's got to be done. Tim.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay? You are supposed to be the stable one. You are the one who is the man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your derelict brother on this side of the table.
I don't like the way this is starting.
This is absolutely agreeable.
Okay? Yeah. The derelict brother's on this side of the table, but I'm on this side, and I'm looking you straight in the eye because we got to work this out.
God.
All right, have you ever heard of the Festivus?
Yeah, for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest
yes.
of us. Okay, remember George Costanza's father did Festivus? Okay, and that was the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a big holiday.
Yeah.
Why is it a big holiday? Okay, it's because it's the airing of the grievances. Airing of the grievances. We're doing it right now.
Okay.
Tim Eisenhart. What's his middle name?
Patrick.
Patrick. Timothy Patrick
Tim
Eisenhart.
Patrick Eisenhart. Number 10.
Okay.
Thing that we need to work on. You're always trying to bait John in the podcast and say titsum. That's not fair.
Okay.
One of your favorite fans is Aaron Chase.
Aaron McLaughlin Chase is
yeah,
true.
That's right. Okay. And you're always trying to bait him. And he hasn't said it, and you're trying to get him in a bad spot. Inappropriate.
Well, I'm trying to fuel the what I know is to be true that's just under the surface. Am I allowed to defend myself? Or am
yeah,
I just taking this on the chin?
This is airing of the grievances. Go ahead. This is intervention.
I'm just trying to get Erin to air what she really feels about John. She keeps saying that she likes him. I don't think she does. I think she actually secretly does not.
I like the way this is going. Why is this?
So I'm just trying to. I'm trying to have her show her true emotions. Is that wrong? Is that
she
wrong?
She told me on the podcast that she does not hate John. And she doesn't have a thing for him. So why does it matter?
I have a new rule. He can't respond to any.
He can't respond.
Okay, all right. I'll just take it on the chin.
It's his grievances.
They're
undefensible. It's his grievances.
That's
how he feels.
I will take this on the chin.
Thank you. Number 9.
While I eat my muffin. Carry on.
All right. Number 9. You're promoting kids pooping out the car window. What are you doing?
Sometimes you get
okay, this is a dangerous situation. You got distracted driving. You got seatbelt laws. You're risking children's lives. Inappropriate. Number 9. That's it. You got it?
That could be like a new Allstate commercial.
Number 8. First of all, this is on a previous podcast. You're proud of the fact that you didn't pick up your dog's poop a long time ago. That is inappropriate.
True story.
As a proud dog owner, I always pick up my dog's poop, and you need to too. Now, I was going to have you say it was John's dog you were walking, but it's your dog. So I'm just saying that has got to change.
Just keep me out of this, Glenn.
You're out of it. Okay. Number 7.
Right back into the toilet.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Right to the toilet. It's going to end up in the toilet. I can tell you that right now. Okay. Get ready. All right. Number 7. You don't know where babies come from? Really? Okay. How many boys do you have? 2?
I got 2 boys.
Two boys. Okay. Guess what? I'm assuming that your lovely wife went to the hospital and delivered them while you stayed home and watched NBA basketball on TV, which I heard is your favorite sport. And then she came home with the 2 kids. Is that how it worked?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe not. I'm not allowed to respond, though.
No,
no
you're not.
You're not.
I'll keep beating my muffin.
This is his Festivus.
No, it's my Festivus.
I'll,
number 6.
Yes.
Wine and dine and 69. Need I say more? Inappropriate.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. Okay. Number 5.
I thought you weren't going to talk.
I'm trying to stuff my face with this muffin right now.
Yeah, okay. Number 5. How can you not pay your brother for being in your band to sing. Okay? You admitted on the podcast that you don't pay your brother to help sing. That is inappropriate. The guy goes there, he's working for you, and you don't even give him any money?
No comment.
Number four. And this is these last four are really disturbing. Really disturbing. Mm-hmm. Number four. You're looking at a Shania Twain picture.
Yeah.
On the podcast, mm-hmm. and your exact words come out loud. Giddy up.
I take offense to that claim.
Inappropriate.
She is American. She is a beauty. She's an American. She's an icon.
Okay.
She's Canadian.
Forget it.
Okay, but that's supposed to be safe for a Coach's Corner booth after dark.
Ah.
Okay. Number three.
That
surprises me.
That's the Canadian Coach's Corner booth.
Number three.
The CCCB.
John.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. John.
I hit my head on the
microphone. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Tim. Mm-hmm. Philip. Eisenhart. Wearing Patrick. Superman underwear? And now you're telling everyone you're going to Commando? That is inappropriate.
Where's your Batman underwear?
I had to throw those out.
Oh, my.
Some issues on the drive home.
Number two.
A long drive.
It was a long drive. Number two. You're on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You get a text from your wife, Amanda, who is a saint, by the way, mm-hmm. which you stated made you hot and bothered.
Did I really?
Inappropriate.
He's a regular listener.
I listened to them all.
Mm-hmm.
I've been analyzing all of these all year long.
She actually texted us during this thing, can you move your car?
Now, that's appropriate, and that's fine. But really? Uh-huh. Come on. Yeah. And the last one that I'm airing the grievances, Festivus.
Festivus. All right, wait. We need music or something. Here we go. This is number one.
Number one. Tim will understand this, and I think most loyal listeners will as well. Tim, you said... Oh, God.
Sorry. This is number one.
All right, here we go. Number one. Going to the bathroom for 3 minutes, mm-hmm. comment after receiving a text from your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Really? 3 minutes.
Might have been two.
So I'm suspending. Mm-hmm. I've officially suspended the Tim Eisenhardt Fan Club for 3 months. We're going to go to counseling together. We're okay. going to work all this out all and right. get you back on track.
All right. I am fully...
engaged.
I'm fully capable of taking your comments, Glenn, and I promise you that I will work on at least one of them.
Okay.
At least one.
That's all I'm asking for yep. is progress, because John didn't do any of the damn that he had last year.
I will try my very
Glenn,
best.
If you pick on my little brother again, I'm going to punch you in the eye. Leave him alone.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, you shouldn't defend me. I shit all over you. You should hear what I say behind your back to Glenn.
Jeez. Yeah.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate your commentary.
Okay, thank you. I'm just trying to help you out, man.
I just want to get back on in your good graces.
You will. You will. We'll work it together.
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the 3-minute dog walks. Did you want to add one?
No.
No.
I go 30 minutes.
At least 30.
John can't even go 25. You can't go 3, but I can go 30.
If you go 30 out and 30 back in, you're going to be able yep. to go do that twice with this podcast.
That's right.
Glenn, I appreciate your contribution to this program. I appreciate your listenership. I appreciate your friendship, Glenn. But if you do say anything bad about my little brother, I'm going to punch you in the eye. And you'll probably beat the crap out of me, but I'll get the first knock in. I appreciate all the effort that you put into all of your segments today. Tim, I appreciate your producing this podcast, even though it's usually about a month after we work on it. So hopefully we can get this one out before we ring in 2021. I would also like to thank all of our fans of the week over the course of this great 2019 year. I'd like to thank our guests, all the great coaches we've had on, all the great personalities we've had on, and I mostly like to thank myself for being the talent of this podcast and being a natural born podcaster. Happy New Year, everyone, from the Coach's Corner booth. Shalom. Like a hurricane, here I am.
Just as the cages that storm breaks loose, just help to make it. We still wanna choose. Yeah.